This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Taylor Quimby in for Virginia Prescott. If you've ever sat down for lunch with your coworkers, chances are you've experienced a conversation something like this.
Who's getting married?
Nobody.
Somebody doesn't tell me, I'm going to start screaming.
It's Eric and Megan.
Oh, hey, I hired them. Matchmaker. Places like Spaniard Fly.
They're not getting married, it's just talk.
Did everybody know about this but me?
There's nothing to know, it's just gossip.
That's a scene from the season 6 opener of the show The Office, aptly titled Gossip. Whether in the workplace or amongst friends, gossip is an activity that most people scorn publicly and relish privately. Talking about people behind their backs is not always nice, but what if gossip was actually good and useful? Julie Beck is a senior associate editor at The Atlantic, where she oversees the Health Channel. And Julie, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So what is the argument in favor of gossip? What's the benefit?
Yeah, so the benefits are sort of coming from the perspective of evolutionary psychology. You know, people tend to say, you know, that they don't like people who gossip or they hate gossip, but they all do it. We all do it. There's been studies that say, like, up to 2/3 of all people's conversation topics are gossip. So it's happening a lot. And, you know, if we're doing something that much, there has to be kind of a good reason for it. And one of the reasons that people have sort of put out there is that we are able to learn about social norms from gossip and learn about things that people are doing that we can't actually witness ourselves. And as humans sort of became more and more populous on the planet, that became advantageous.
So there's so many people, we need gossip to sort of inform us about the norm. Maybe you can give us like a workplace example and why it would be good.
Yeah, so I think when you talk about gossip reinforcing social norms, maybe what you originally think of is sort of bad social norms, like maybe in like the high school cafeteria, people, you know, reinforcing the norm of what you should or shouldn't be wearing.
Right.
But it can also be helpful in that, you know, maybe you've started a new job, maybe, you know, there are some sort of unspoken expectations from your boss or something, and you can learn about those, you know, through sort of gossiping with your coworkers.
So maybe like somebody starts and, you know, after a few conversations, you decide like, well, this person seems pretty nice. I'm just going to pull them aside and let them know that, listen, John from logistics is crazy. Don't talk to that guy.
Yeah, that could be helpful for you.
Okay, so, and just by the way, there is no John from logistics at NHPR, so this is an entirely fabricated example.
Yeah.
But moving forward, when does it stop being helpful for gleaning social cues and start becoming hurtful or maybe malicious?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just that it really depends on the group. You know, there was this wasn't part of my article, but there was another study recently that was talking about how certain high schools become cliquey and certain ones don't.
Huh.
And it just sort of depends on the environment that you have. And I think that's why, you know, in some offices you may have the useful, you know, stay away from John from logistics gossip, whereas in other offices that maybe are slightly less friendly environment, you might have people talking about each other behind their backs or, you know, sort of reinforcing the norm that, you know, we don't go above and beyond here because we all want to, you know, get home early and clock out and whatever. So it really depends on sort of the people and the environment that you find yourself in.
Yeah, it does seem like gossip it's a fine line between gossip and maybe bullying. And you know, especially right now with the ability to bully people anonymously online and that being a big problem, it does seem like this must be a case where if it's good, it's only because it's in moderation.
Yeah, I think that can be true. But I also think that there is sort of a difference between the social conception of gossip and the sort of scientific conception of gossip, because when you talk about gossip in a sort of casual context, you are usually giving it the negative connotation, whereas really in the sort of, you know, when people are studying it in scientific literature, it's really only, you know, when you are talking about somebody who's not present. So, you know, I mean,
right.
You could just be like, oh, did you hear, like, so-and-so won an award for this? I mean, I don't know. That would still technically be gossip.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. Is there any benefit to you know, me if I'm gossiping? Does that have any effect on my mood? Does that influence me negatively or positively at all?
It can, yeah. So another theory that's sort of been bandied about is that if people gossip, it sort of exists to punish rule breakers. And again, that can be good or bad. But say, you know, somebody is maybe likely to cheat you in a business deal or something. And if you've just gotten cheated, it actually, there's some research that suggests that even if it's not going to, you know, improve your situation at all financially. If you go and tell somebody else, oh, you know, John's a cheater, don't do business with him, then that actually reduces, you know, sort of your negative emotions and makes you feel better about the situation because you might have protected somebody else.
So are these studies meant to make us feel better about what we already do or encourage us to engage in more, maybe more thoughtful gossip?
I don't know if the researchers would necessarily say they're trying to encourage people to gossip, but I think it's just one of those things where people are starting to look at a phenomenon that we know very well and sort of assume that everyone does and also assume is really just sort of negative and that we're doing it for our own sort of, you know, sadistic pleasure, and looking at why in a societal context and evolutionary context that we might want to do that, or it might be advantageous sort of as a social behavior. So we're just sort of seeing more nuances there that we didn't necessarily see before.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for speaking with me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Julie Beck is a senior associate editor at The Atlantic, where she oversees the Health Channel. You can find a link to her article, Have You Heard? Gossip is Actually Good and Useful. That's at our website, wordofmouthradio.org. And Julie, just tell me a little bit, what's it like at The Atlantic?
Are you asking me about the gossip culture at The Atlantic?
Yeah, I'm just wondering, just, you know.
The Atlantic is a wonderful place to work. It's a very friendly and supportive environment, so I think we're lucky in that regard.
All right, your coworkers are going to appreciate that. I gave you the opportunity. You didn't take it. So
I know.